I wanted to share with you my experience after 30 days of a 10-minute a day in the morning meditation. Now, I had never meditated before, and I actually was surprised pleasantly about the results. So let me give a little backstory. So I've had, like many people, a lot of different difficulties and traumas, but especially in the last few years. I had a stepson that passed away by violence. I had two car accidents where I hit my head. I was divorced. And then through all that, trying to keep things together and work, because I work for myself, also working for myself, I am a contractor, but then in the last 3 years, I've been developing a business, an e-commerce business, a skincare line. So I've been working on that, and at the state where I'm really moved through many iterations. So between all these pressures, you know, dealing with life, health, etc., like many of you. So here's the one takeaway, the very interesting things. So I use the Headspace app. No, I'm sorry. So I use the app by Sam Harris called Waking Up. I'm not familiar with other ones, but this approach was very simple. It was 10 minutes, a guided meditation. So Sam would narrate different things with introducing different little ideas as I sat. So this is a sitting meditation. You commonly close your eyes, and then he guides you through some understanding. So it's not, here's the interesting thing, it's not a meditation that's spiritual in a sense. It's not having to say a mantra. They're those kind. This is no judgment. It's just what this is. So in this process of just becoming basically still, allowing to come what comes, like sound. For example, you're hearing my voice. You're not exerting yourself to hear my voice. My voice comes and goes. So you hear noises here. There's a blower in the background from construction. I'm here in a Seattle patch, a park where I've come to be still. But you don't exert an effort to do that. So things are coming into your consciousness, including your thoughts. Thoughts can appear. Where does the thought come from? So in the 10-minute meditation, it's noticing these different things, noticing what comes in. Just letting, for those 10 minutes, yourself focus on these things. And then you go about your day. So after 30 days, and that's kind of the structure for Sam's app, is to go for 30 days, 2 weeks in at least, or maybe 2 to 3, here's what I started to notice. A very noticeable sense of reduced anxieties throughout the day, without me choosing or having to do anything. Now, I've spent a lot of time, you know, I'm older now, like many of you, and you've gone through iterations. I've raised kids. I was a missionary for the Mormon Church in Central America. I was a teacher working with kids, which I love. So I thought a lot about who we are, what we do, and the challenges we have. But, you know, in counseling, I've received some counseling different times. But in that case, in those cases, you know, you hear it in your mind. Somebody tells you, like, here's what you can do. Here's what you need to think about when this happens. Like, let's say you're stressed at work. Here's how you can have the conversations about the challenges you have as a CEO. And I am especially talking to small business owners, because that's what I am. I'm kind of a wild renegade. I've pretty much never worked for anybody else other than a few years as a teacher. I worked as a contractor. I bought and sold real estate and in business. So I'm a scrapper. I live on the edge by my wits and what I can do. I negotiate contracts, etc. That's what I do. So, but there's pressures that are common to us all. If you're in the C-suite or you're in there in the crunch, that's my heart goes out to you, because that is a challenge. You have pressures from all angles. Full circle here. The one thing that I noticed after, certainly after the 30 days, I've been doing it about 60 days now, but after 30 days, this dramatic sense of improved calm, throughout the day without having to think about it. And then along with that was the space to notice that these thoughts aren't me. They're appearing in my consciousness, that the emotions that I feel or the tapes that we play aren't me. They're appearing there. So the judgments, the self-judgments, or the maybe the little angers that we have in these patterns, I started to notice the pattern of what's going on with my mind. So this really is a fundamental, in my opinion, mind tool. I can't emphasize this enough. I biohacked myself. I've traveled to other countries to do things to help my health after my accident. I'm very interested in health and the body and the mind. My son died after being in a coma, young adult, for quite a while. So I learned a lot more about the mind, the brain, the physiology. Thinking about these things just doesn't go there. It can just bounce off. It bounced off me a lot. But by doing this, as a floor, as a fundamental foundation to use these tools that you'll learn, is the one thing that I just now see this as fundamental. I'm going to work with some of the others to see what the other apps are. There's Headspace and some other ones. I don't know that it matters, but what I like about this is it doesn't conflict with any of your belief systems. I'm not a practicing religious person now. In fact, I have a bias against dogmas. That's me. So, but this can be integrated. What I would ask anybody out there, you know, there's many people that are hiding their pain and trauma. That's one thing I'm bringing to the world. After the death of my son, stepson by violence, I felt the radical change in the importance of our mental health and emotional well-being, no matter who we are, and especially for kids and young people. And as adults or friends, you have a huge influence. The world is really stressed out. What you can control, what I can control, like in this garden, this beautiful place on a winter day, is what you do. That is my message to the world. I'm going to bring out more and more in my experience just as another human being. You know, credentials, some things are there, but that really doesn't matter. No matter who you are, and no matter how much money you make, you know, all this posing up and other things, and with power, power is bullcrap. Where's your real power? It's right in yourself. So by doing this meditation work, a mindfulness work, you can be empowered to be a better person, to find peace, and then actually really know what you're doing through your day and what you really want. So in business, it's like, if you're starting a small business or running one, you can help get clear on what's going on and start moving forward. So here's the request. Take it on. If you've never done this, give it a go with Sam Harris's app. It's called Waking Up. I liked it, but try another one. Do it for like 30 days. Please, then comment here. Share your experience. If nothing happens, or if something you perceive as negative happens, share it so that we can start a conversation. And this is a practical step. That's part of what I'd like to share. What practically you can do without the help, hype, and you know, money and things, and you know, just this is there. It's free for a little while. It's a little bit of money. But for me, this is a step through a door to a lot of, you know, satisfaction, improvement, and understanding, which I'm going to move forward on. So thanks for watching this. I wish you an awesome day and greatness in your work. Hit me up with any questions if you have. I'm happy to talk with you, but I want to begin this conversation and carry it forward. It's tied into my business too. I'll show that later, the other things I do in my enjoyment and work. So thanks. Please share with us what your experience is.